early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay a while.
Over at the hotel for all us salesmen. What say you and I get together and make a little whoopee?
Well, thanks so much, sugar, but I've had a hard week and I'm just too pooped to whoop.
Too pooped? Oh, well, there's the bus. Come on, guys, hurry up. Come on, we gotta get on that bus. We got a meeting in just a few minutes. Let's go, let's go. Come on. I'll call you later on. We'll see if we can get together with too pooped to whoop. Yeah. You kill me.
Oh, boy, I'd like to.
Stick it in your carburetor. I'm beat.
I'm dead.
I'm tuckered out. Oh, my feet are killing me. I wonder if Dr. Scholl makes house calls.
That was the third convention this week.
Why do they come here? We're not even all that near the convention center.
I guess it's because we're on the highway as you go out of town. Last chance for gas, water, and tow main.
Hey, what's going on?
We're on a break, Mel.
All at once?
Gee, Mel, even galley slaves get to slump over the oars for 5 minutes.
I get the point, Alice. Okay, Flo, Vera, go home and get some rest.
Oh, hallelujah. I'm not even going to get out of my uniform.
I'll get
Oh, Mel, I've had enough of that for one day.
Mel, there's a name missing from that list, someone we all know and love.
Somebody has to stay here, Alice.
How did I get so lucky?
I did it fair and square, alphabetically. Your name starts with A.
I'm changing my name to Zelda.
Here you go, Flo.
Oh, thanks, hon. See you later, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Toodaloo. Bye.
Mel, honestly, I gotta tell you, I don't know how much longer we can keep up this pace.
Oh, I'm way ahead of you, Alice. Start tomorrow, we got some new help.
You're kidding. You hired somebody? Who? Is she experienced? Who is she? He can't be a waitress.
Never heard of a waiter?
Look at me, I'm a female chauvinist.
All right, Alice, I'm going to go to the storeroom. I'm going to sack out. Teach him the ropes. Good man, good man.
Hey, Mel.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
I'm Alice Hyatt.
I'm Kenny Cole.
Sit down.
Okay.
So Mel says you're going to be working here.
Right.
I was really surprised, you know, because we were all waitresses here. But listen, if West Point can go co-ed, why not Mel's diner?
That's pretty good. I got to remember that.
We really can use your help. And right. Mel's a very nice guy.
Oh, he's a wonderful person.
Well...
And he pays pretty good, too. $2.60 an hour is more than I was getting at my last job.
Excuse me, did you just say $2.60 an hour?
Mm.
You're getting $2.60 an hour from Mel?
Yeah, that's what he said. Why do you ask?
Oh, no reason. Nothing. Did you hear very clearly, $2.60 an hour?
Very clear. And he said that was for starters. You know, he said it would go up, too. What are you getting?
Rooked.
Morning. Alice, this better be important. Getting me here before the diner even opens, as tired as I am.
It is. Listen, you know the guy that was sitting here yesterday when you two left? Well, his name is Kenny Cole, and Mel has hired him as a waiter.
Hey, we can sure use the help. It'd be so nice to have a man around.
Yeah, but now we'll have to watch our language.
There's more. Mel is paying him $2.60 an hour.
$2.60? You must have heard wrong.
Yeah, we only get $2.35, don't we?
I did not hear wrong. I heard quite clearly $2.60 an hour.
Well, that makes me good and damn mad. We're not going to sit still for that.
We're going to talk to Mel.
You darn tootin', we're going to talk to Mel. We're going to demand equal pay.
I second that.
And I know which one of us ought to do the talking.
What'll I say?
Alice, you talk to Mayo.
Why me? Why not all three of us?
Because he'll yell and scare Vera out of her wits, and I'd end up telling him to go sit on his griddle. You're the one that can say the right things, the things that'll make Mel feel guilty, like the rat he is. You talk to him and stick up for us.
All right, okay. All right, what am I worried about? He's wrong. We have right on our side.
But he's got Mel on his side.
Okay, I will. I will talk to him. I'll handle it. I won't let him intimidate me. I'll talk to him. I'll talk to him as soon as he comes in.
Good.
That's no good. He's always in a rotten humor when he comes in the morning.
Why don't you wait till Mel's in a good mood?
By then, we'll be on Social Security. Morning, Mel. Mel, I'd like to talk to you about something important. Maybe some other time.
No, Alice, I know you. When something's bugging you, you're no good until you spit it out. So, spit it out.
Mel. It's about Kenny Cole, the new waiter.
Yeah, what about?
Well, I understand that he's getting $2.60 an hour.
So I can afford.
No, Mel. See, Flo and Vera and I, we're only getting $2.35 an hour.
Yeah.
Well, do you think that's fair?
Hey, Alice, it's nothing personal. Kenny deserves more money. He's a man. Men get more money.
Well, do you think that's right?
Right, wrong. What am I, the Supreme Court? Men get more money, so I get more money.
Why do men get more money? We work here, we do the same work. We've been here longer.
That's the way it is, Alice. It's only a few cents.
Well, it may be a few cents, but it's a hell of a big principle.
Oh, don't give me that women's lib junk.
Junk?
Yeah, junk. He's a man. Men deserve money because they have families, they have mouths to feed.
Hey, what do you call that mouth that lives with me, huh? That 13-year-old person? What do you call? A millionaire midget?
Alice, will you take it easy? You'll get married again. Got a few good miles left.
Gee, thanks. You make me sound like a steel-belted radio.
No, what I mean is some guy will come along, he'll take care of you. Hey. You're not going to work forever. So what are you worrying about? Just calm down.
Hey, Mel, I'm calm down. It's not the issue whether I'll get married, whether someone will take care. The issue is money. The issue is fairness. Jeez, Mel, I always think of you as somebody who would do the right thing. I'm asking you as a friend to please reconsider.
All right, I've reconsidered.
Yeah?
No way, it is my place, and I'll run it the way I please.
I see. Well, in that case, you can run it without me and Flo and Vera, because we quit. Clean now.
It ought to be. Just did it last night.
Now listen, I'm nervous. I'm out of work. I'm nervous. And when I'm nervous, I clean house.
I don't know. I'm getting worried about you. I saw you this morning working on the bathroom.
What's wrong with that? A bathroom has to be clean.
Mom, you were washing the soap.
I was? Oh, boy.
Hey, Mom, you'll find something. Don't get discouraged.
Well, I'm not discouraged. Listen, I had a job offer yesterday as a cocktail waitress at the Cat's Meow.
Are you going to take it?
No, I'm going to hold out for a job that doesn't involve wearing a flea collar.
A flea collar? That's not so bad.
It is if that's all you're wearing.
Don't worry. If you don't find something, I can always get a paper out.
Oh, sweetheart. That's very sweet of you, but I don't want you working.
It'd be fun. Besides, I'd share the route with this girl who's really built.
Go to school, built. Don't worry, all right? It'll be all right. I'll get something. If I don't get something, we can live on unemployment insurance. You know that, don't you?
Well, right. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck to you, too. Sorry, Tiger.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? Come on in. What are you guys doing up so early?
Ah, habit's a terrible thing. This was my big chance to sleep late, and before I knew it, I was out of bed, had my hair done, was halfway into my girdle.
Have a cup of coffee, huh?
Thank you.
Flo?
Well, thanks, honey.
So, how's it coming in the job hunting?
Well, the hunting's okay. It's the finding that's the pits. I haven't had
had any luck either.
You think people would need waitresses?
Oh, wait, wait. There is one ad. Want to give me that paper, please? Yeah. Waitresses wanted. Elegant cafe featuring continental cuisine. Good hours at good pay.
Hey, that sounds promising.
Apply Mel's Diner.
Isn't that a coincidence? A nice place like that having the same name as Mel's.
Well, there's no use getting down in the dumps. Something's bound to turn up.
Oh, sure. Until it does, we can live on unemployment insurance.
No, we can't, Alice. We don't get any.
What?
You don't get unemployment insurance when you quit. Only when you get fired.
I didn't know that.
Obviously.
What is that supposed to mean?
I mean, it might have been better if you'd had your facts straight before you walked in there and quit for all of us.
Wait, just wait a second. Wait a minute, Chloe. Now, let's just go back to the day before yesterday. I thought that I understood that I was to go in and talk to Mel and make a stand for equal employment.
Make a stand, yes, but thanks to you, we ended up with equal unemployment.
What happened to, you know all the right things to say, and you go in there and stick up for us?
Well, the way it turned out, you can stick it in your ear.
Alice, please don't fight.
No, wait a second. Let me just get this one straight. Let me just see if I understand this, okay? Are you saying that all of this is my fault?
If you're hard of hearing, it's your fault.
Oh, I heard that.
Is this a way for friends to act?
Well, shoot, Alice, I can't afford friends like you.
Oh, good, that's good. Now you're getting really tacky.
Well, it takes tacky to know tacky.
You know what's wrong with you, Flo?
What?
You're always chewing gum. Why don't you stick that in your ear?
All right, Alice, that does it. You not only lose my job for me, you make fun of my personal habits. And by the way, your coffee is worse than Mel's.
I feel awful.
So do I.
We've been such good friends. The three of us have been so close.
Just like Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Dadgummit, I don't know what's the matter with me. Mel's one ought to be mad at, not you. I'm sorry, Anna.
I'm sorry, too, Flo. Are we still friends?
Still friends.
I'm still friends, too.
All right, now, what are we going to do about this mess that we're in?
Well, why don't we all go somewhere, get all dressed up, and go for lunch, and we can talk it over.
What do you mean?
Well, I just happen to know of an elegant little cafe that features continental cuisine.
I hear you talking.
So do I.
I'm sorry that I said what I said about you and your gum.
That's okay, Sugar.
Charming little bistro.
Good afternoon, Mr. Sharples.
Long time no see.
I knew you'd come back. I knew it. Did I say that, Kenny?
Yeah, but I thought you said they'd come crawling in on their hands and knees.
Crawling, walking, what's the difference? They're back. Kenny, take the sign out of the window.
Okay, Mel.
Hold it, boy. That's not why we're here, my good man.
We're here to have some luncheon.
You can't eat here. You're waitresses. You're not people.
We don't work here anymore, Mel, so we're people again. Come on, girls. No waiter? Garçon? Would it be too much trouble to have menus?
Right. You know what's on the menus.
Yeah, but we'll eat here anyway.
All right, Kenny. Give the ladies their menus.
Okay, Mel. Here you go.
Thank you.
What do you have?
I'm not sure. I never can make up my mind. Alice, what looks good to you?
Oh, it all looks so good. Now, gee, I think I'll have the turkey.
Mm-hmm. I'll have the chili. I like to live dangerously.
And that leaves you.
I'm not hungry. Oh, I'll have spaghetti.
All righty. Turkey, chili, spaghetti.
I don't know. The spaghetti sounds so good. I think that, I think I'll have that.
Kill the turkey. Two spaghettis and one chili. Yeah.
Wait a minute. The more I think about Mel's chili, the more I think about having turkey.
All righty. Two spaghettis, one turkey.
You know, I think I'll have the chili for old time's sake.
Now, let me get this straight. That's one turkey, one chili, one spaghetti, and one new eraser.
Kenny, pick up.
Oh, waiter.
I don't know. I'm not in the mood for spaghetti.
No.
I'm in the mood for a cheeseburger.
Is there any chance of this becoming a trend?
I'm in the mood for a cheeseburger, too.
I'll have a cheeseburger, and never mind what I'm in the mood for.
Kenny!
Okay, Mel,
pick up!
Right there. Listen, I'm going to hate myself for asking this, but how do you want your burgers?
Well, I'll have mine on honey bread. Trim the crusts, char the outside, but the pink inside. Oh, about this shade of pink would be nice. And I'd like lettuce and tomatoes and onions and cucumbers and carrot curls and relish. Oh, and radish.
What is going on here? What is going on? Tell me what's going on! You get the pickup! Get the pickup!
Okay.
I'll take care of these ladies. What are you trying to do? Give my waiter a bad time?
Would we do a thing like that?
Yes! If you don't like the service in this place, go eat somewhere else.
Dang! I waited 10 minutes for my 2-minute Asian and now they're cold.
Listen, you see, you caught me in the middle of the rush hour.
Those three girls on the rush hour?
Look, I'll warm them up, okay?
Oh, never mind. I'm going over to Barney's Burger Barn and get some decent service.
Well, what about these eggs, don't you?
A waiter?
Yeah.
That'll be all.
Thank you.
What a shame, Mel. I hate to see two overworked men like yourself trying to run this great big restaurant.
Yeah, why don't you close off the main room and just keep the counter open?
All right, knock it off!
Mel, don't you think we're all being a little childish?
Some of us are and some of us aren't.
All right, Mel. Let's be honest. We haven't found other jobs. Have you found other waitresses?
All right. Want to all come back to work?
Want to hire us back?
I ask you first.
Mail.
Yeah.
Goody.
Okay, then it's settled. We come back to work and you pay us what you're paying, Kenny?
Absolutely.
Terrific.
No problem. I'll just lower Kenny's salary to match yours.
Mail. On behalf of Alice, Vera, and myself.
Kiss my bread!
Mel.
Hello, Alice.
Hello, Mel. Come in.
Just came to see how you're doing.
Sit down. Can I get you something? A drink? A cup of coffee?
No, no thanks. Just in the neighborhood.
So how's things down at the diner?
Fine. Fine.
Oh, great. Great.
Fine.
Great. So, Mel, why are you here?
Because I think you're being stubborn and ridiculous. You ought to get back to your job. You need the work and you need the money, so stop being a jerk.
Gee, I don't know how anyone can turn down an offer like that.
You take it or leave it.
Well, since you put it that way, I'll leave it.
Well, that's fine by me.
Wait a minute, wait just a minute.
You two need a mediator.
What?
A mediator. Now, how much are you paying Kenny?
$2.60 an hour.
My mom won't work for less than $3 an hour.
$3? What are you, nuts?
$2.85?
$2.60, that's my last offer.
Sold.
Oh, it's sure nice to be back. I missed you, mayonnaise. I missed you, ketchup.
Didn't you forget someone?
Oh, yeah. I missed you too, mustard.
I'm real happy about the way things worked out.
Yeah, it's too bad. Kenny had to quit.
Yeah, but it's sure nice he got that head waiter's job up in Tucson.
Just the same, it was sort of nice to have a man around the diner.
The hell am I?
You're not a man, you're a male.
I feel like a Charlie. And I've got my angels back.